Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and Lucky Peris as present sports for this wonderful Thursday. I mean, it was a fantastic game yesterday in the first semi-final, and it was, I mean, a bit of a surprise in all honesty. England versus South Africa. Read my script, because I did make mention yesterday on my script that I won't be surprised if South Africa does bring a surprise, and they did so. And for England to get thumped in the first semi-final by 125 runs against South Africa is a please believe it or not scenario. Because remember, in the long opener, the South Africans were bowled out for 63. But yesterday they made a massive total of 319 for 7 after being put into bat. Rola Woolworth, the captain, what a knock. 169 runs, 143 deliveries, 20 boundaries, 4 massive sixes, strike rate of 118.18, just what the doctor ordered for, shows her guts, her determination, and the focus. Tasmin Brits, 45, Marizon Kep, 42, and Chole Tyrone, 33. So they all clicked, as per my prediction, the top order batters. And the partnership of 116 for the first wicket was, I reckon, the main turning point in South Africa scoring that huge total. But we'll come to all that on our script. Sophie Eccleston, 4 for 44, and Laura Bell, 2 for 55. I thought, on hindsight, except Eccleston, both Laura Bell and Nat Skiver, who took 1 for 67, were expensive. And then England, sadly, 42.3 overs, bowled out for 194. Mind you, they lost 3 wickets for no runs up front. Amy Jones, Tammy Bunnett, and Heather Knight back in the hutch. And Marizon Kep, 5 wickets for 20 runs. Fascinating bowling, isn't it? Nat Skiver, 64. Alice Kep, she threw it away when she was on 50. And Nukele Hodge, the extra batter, made 34. But then, if you read the script, I'll have a full description of how it all happened. And that'll get you a better insight of the game yesterday. Right, quickly on to rugby, because I always tell you now, it's not only cricket here on www.goforgold, it's all sports. Now, the big news is the CR and FC, who are now preparing for the forthcoming rugby season, are concerned about some serious injuries to some of their senior players. Will they be able to get the best bench and the best playing 15 on the park? It's a bit of a concern, and they are hovering around a little bit. In the meantime, Candy, we all know what Candy does in the rugby season, one of the finest clubs that have won so many competitions. Well, there's been a retirement, the former Trinitian, Tharinder Ratwatte. What a player. He has retired, but a few new faces have joined the club. Kingswood captain Tavisha Ekanayake apparently is joining the Candy Sports Club. And of course, two massive Trinitians in Ishara Premachandra and Manish Silva apparently are scheduled or are being invited to join Candy Sports Club. And there is a strong possibility that the two Trinitians, we all know what Trinity Rugby is all about, will be joining Candy Sports Club. Interesting, isn't it? Look forward to your company. I mean, in this way, please read the script this morning. It'll be within a short period from now for your reading pleasure, bring you insight of yesterday's game. The first semi-final, the women's 2025 competition, South Africa versus England. And remember, today I'm also doing another script, India take on Australia in the second semi-final. Have a wonderful day, pleasant day though, and enjoy the reading as well. Bye for now.